Yeah, baby, rock and roll time. I'm Dave the K. It's the Rock and Surfer Show, special British Invasion Edition. 50 years ago today, Beatles landed in the USA, baby. And yeah, rock and roll. Okay, we started that set with, prior to the hour, with Soldier of Love by the Beatles. All right. And that was a hit. The Beatles did that in 63 on the BBC set they have. And that was a hit the previous year for Arthur Alexander, a really important guy. And also he did Anna, you're gonna ask me, girl. All right, set you free. All right, okay, get out of here. I can't take me anywhere. Myself and I are very concerned about me. All right, then we heard Gloria by Them. Those guys being Them, they. The group is Them. It was a group of them called Them. Huh? Anyway, the song was Gloria, and it brought you Mr. Van Morrison as the lead singer. How about that? Them Apples, as it were. Them, okay. With a Girl Like You, the Troggs. The Troggs had the big hit, of course, Wild Thing, which is a little too overplayed to play, but With a Girl Like You is really cool. Now, since we're talking about Wild Thing, a funny story about that is the guy that wrote that had a publishing deal, and he was delinquent on the tunes being delivered. And the publisher called him up and said, "Man, you got to deliver me some tunes because your contract says you got to do this." So he proceeds to consume a mass quantity of alcohol, an adult beverage, as it were, and write Wild Thing, and he sent it over thinking like, okay, well, you know, that's a bunch of garbage, but I fulfilled my contract. And they got back to him and said, "Great job, brilliant, really good song. We got this group, the Troggs, that are going to do it." And he's like, "Huh, go figure." He goes, "You know, what are you going to do, you know?" All right, then we heard Los Bravos, Black is Black. That was a big international hit. Very interesting because they sort of have a Motown-ish beat on that one, and they're kind of the English cats that are trying to do that kind of a thing, and it worked. It was a really good kind of a beat. It's a driving bass, so there you go. And I'm Dave the K. It's the Rock and Surfer Show. We're feeling good, clean on the scene, and rather British today, and it is with American pride that I play British music. You know, after all, we split from the colonies, and they came back and got us. What are you going to do, you know? All right. Lady, back to the music, baby.
Teardrops running from her head. dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. She's moving all around the tables, luring all in sight. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave.
Hey! Hey! Our your man. Keep on running, running from my arms. One fine day I'm gonna be the one to make you understand. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be your man.
Baby, I'm Dave the K. This is the Rock and Surfer Show, and we are broadcasting through Spark Radio, KMRE 102.3 FM, sparking your ears with music of the ears. That's right, ringing the bell in Bellingham, baby, dig it. And broadcasting beyond infinity and to alien spacecraft everywhere through KMRE.org. You may access KMRE.org on your handheld monthly payment or any other device that will receive KMRE.org. All right. try Dig It Baby. Humanoids, join the alien parade. Come on, KMRE.org. We have a worldwide audience. We got everybody. We got, we got so many cities and towns, and it's really a pleasure to go worldwide. So we are sparking the world from the Spark Museum. I like that one. All right. And I think we're sparking the universe. All right. We started that set with, and by the way, this is the British Invasion show, and we are rocking and rolling, baby. 50 years ago today, Beatles landed in the USA. We started that set with Bits and Pieces by the Dave Clark Five, which were, for a short time, really giving the Beatles a what for, and giving them a big go on, like, wow, really popular in England and in the United States. They had a lot of hits. I mean, they had 17 records in the top 40 of the U.S. and 12 top 40 hits. All right. Wow. In the U.K., you know, wow. Moving right along. They just had all these hit records, and the kids were digging them, but they didn't last. Dave Clark was a genius in that he co-produced the records. He owned the records. He owned the masters. He did not release them for quite some time. And they were unavailable for a long time, and then Dave decided to release them again for whatever reason. Obviously didn't need the cash and had that the genius recluse kind of attitude about his music. So there you go. Anyway, Dave Clark Five, very, very important group, gave the Beatles what for, and I think they kept running because they didn't want to look behind. All right. Holly, stop. Once again, Graham Nash came out of that, of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Very unique, and you can see the trend towards psychedelia becoming there, because I'm playing only records between 1964 and a little bit into 67, because that is really the British invasion. After that, we were already invaded, and everybody went back and forth and forth and back. Weird thing about the British invasion is nobody told the Beatles rock and roll was over. They were doing Buddy Holly and Little Richard and Chuck Berry and, you know, all those cats and the rock and roll stuff and, you know, Eddie Cochran and all. And so they were into that stuff when it was gone. I mean, in that era in the United States, you had the sweater cats, as I call them, the sweater guys, you know, all the Bobbies and the Frankies and whatever you got, you know, one of those two, you know, got to work. Hey, Bob. All right. So anyway, the Beatles came in and with their rock and roll. And by the way, a lot of people think the Beatles were this cute abstraction that sort of materialized out of nowhere. They paid their dues in Hamburg. They did 8 hours a day. They did 45-minute sets, 8 hours a day, 7 days a week. That'll get your tightness up. They're one of the tightest bands in the history of rock and roll to come out at that time and ever. They were a live band, as George used to say. Everybody forgot we were really a live band. That's what we did. But, you know, there you go. But they were so tight. And there you go. And they played. They were really big for that whole year before we ever heard of them as a country. And in 63, they were just owning the UK, which is why it started to leak over this way. And everybody said, no, can't happen. And this is a bad thing. And too bad. The kids win when rock and roll comes back. So the Beatles brought rock and roll, our own American rock and roll, back to America 50 years ago today. Okay, and then we heard some more songs like Over, Under, Sideways, Down, Mr. Jimmy Page with the Yardbirds, and Jeff Beck. A little more psychedelic. You see where the trend's going there, you know. Psychedelic came as an expression past the mod movement. It started with the mod movement, and then the mod started doing LSD, things like that, and expanding the consciousness within the studio environment. And there you go, psychedelia. Keep On Running, Spencer Davis Group, and the lead singer is Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood came out of that. When he was 17 years old, he recorded Give Me Some 11. How about that? He sounded like he was a 80-year-old guy from Chicago, you know? But Keep On Running, and he went on to talk about psychedelic. The first Traffic album is really one of the first transitions from mod to psychedelic. That is really, like, you want to see a key component. That's one of them. And that's Steve Winwood right there, okay? And then Unit 4 Plus Duke doing Concrete and Clay. Love that tune. It's just kind of catchy. It was a worldwide smash. It got to number 28 in the United States of America, and there was another version competing with it that an American covered that got to number 35. So between the two, Billboard calculated it actually got to number 12. Okay, go figure, right? It got to number 28. What are you going to do, right? Okay, I'm Dave DeKay. It's a Rock and Surfer Show. It's a British invasion. Let's get back to invading America with British sound.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Well, she was just
stop. New Orleans is the home of the blues, but California's my home with Mary Lou. Down in Mississippi, I'm told it's nice.
Somebody told me.
Somebody told me. By Joe Jackson, I believe it.
Troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. All of my dreams have sit and wonder why. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well so do I. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know. Seen so long ago, oh, 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 oh. Though we were walking and we were talking the way the lovers do.
I say to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you. Oh, I ain't true. You see, I lost my little girl too.
I'd help another place another time. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
Yeah, baby, rock and roll. I'm Dave the K. It's a Rock and Surfer Show. Special British Invasion. Special British Invasion episode right here. Got to tell you, man, 50 years ago today, Beatles landed in the USA. British Invasion, what can I tell you? All right. We're listening to music, in case you didn't figure that out, and it's that good stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Well, we started that set with those guys from Liverpool, the Beatles. I saw her standing there, all right. Interesting, because it's really a blues riff, and they go to that minor chord, and which is the D to the D minor when it's an A. Of course, we all knew that one. Sorry to bore you. But also, when the Beatles go, it's just they're tongue-in-cheekly doing Little Richard, okay? That's a funny thing about that. Then we heard Psycho Daisies by the Yardbirds, Mr. Jeff Beck, with Jimmy Page, and Jimmy doing a backseat to let Jeff come and step out on that lead. And Wowie Kazowie, what a special band. And you can hear the formation of the Led Zeppelin sound that Jimmy was working on, because he obviously contributed to the studio sounds. And they were tripping out, man. That's some heavy stuff, baby. CC Rider by the Animals. That was the B-side to Help Me Girl. And I like it. That's why I played it. And it's the Animals have really got that animal instinct going. Eric Burdon and the Animals, man. Then the Fortunes with You've Got Your Troubles, I've Got Mine. And one of their troubles was that they had a top 10 smash in the United States with that record. And they were scheduled to be on the Ed Sullivan Show. And they were not allowed to, because they had this rule then, the government and the unions, that you had to have an American coming to England at the same time an English person was coming to America to balance it out. And there was not a balance, so they were not allowed to go on the Ed Sullivan program because of that, which is ridiculous. And so therefore, they were denied their big shot of getting that exposure that a lot of the other bands had. Kind of bad karma. I mean, they opened up in Scotland, because that's where they're originally from, for the Beatles. And were buddies of the Beatles a little bit there in the early days, but were not allowed to be part of the Ed Sullivan. And it was not Ed Sullivan's problem. It was the union. Really sad story. And I happen to be a close associate with David Carr, the late keyboard player with that band. So special meaning to me, Dave the K. And I Only Want to Be with You, Dusty Springfield. Okay, that record is played a lot, but it's really important because it was the first British record after the Beatles to enter the American Hot 100. It entered a week after the Beatles entered the Hot 100 here in the Billboard Hot 100. And the thing about Dusty is considered the finest white soul singer of her era, but she's the blueprint and the gold standard for people like Adele and Amy Winehouse, you know, that they emulate. It's the white soul British sound. She is it. Dusty Springfield. That's where it starts. Right there, baby. All right. Well, we're rocking and rolling, moving and grooving, and as we come to the windup of this British Invasion show, let's get some more music in, baby. All right. Yeah. Whoa.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take a donkey. So they rode on his head in the furry donkey. They try, they drop things on his back. They lie. They couldn't stop Jack, all the water's lapping. And they couldn't prevent Jack from being happy. Stop Jack, all the water's lapping. And they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy. La, la, la.
For the final number, John's got a card in his hand with a little rhyme on it. What is it?
It's from the form upper third at Hemel Hempstead.
Yeah.
It says, "Dear George, John Ringle Paul, he's hoping that you'll please us all. Our beaty song and swinging voice, we'll leave it up to you, the choice. We think you're fab and really cool, so brighten up our lives at school. Dig this." So here's Paul whistling clap.
I saw her standing on the corner. A yellow ribbon in her.
Yip, yip, bong.
I goes and saw myself calling. Why, look at that.
Look at that.
Why, look at that.
Why, look at that.
A young bird. I tried to talk, but I just stuttered. Well, what's your name?
What's your name?
Well, what's your name?
Well, what's your name?
A young blood. A young blood. Young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. Oh, crazy stuff. She looks a tub. I tried to follow her all the way home. Well, things went bad. I met a daddy said,
"You better leave my daughter alone."
Well, I tried to speak, but I just followed.
Yip, yip, bong.
I saw the rising of a sun.
Yip, yip, bong.
And all along my heart was calling. Why, you're the one.
You're the one.
Why, you're the one.
Why, you're the one.
A young blood. Oh, young blood.
Saturday night, everybody have fun. You don't know, but I'm having me some. You left me at home, thought I would die. And all alone, you thought I would cry. Treats me right.
see you looking my way. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. Your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew that baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love.
Ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you, you know who you are. I'm Dave the K. This is the Rock and Surfer Show, baby, the British Invasion Show. 50 years ago today, Beatles landed in the USA. And I got to tell you something that you probably hadn't thought about. Some of you already know this. All of these people that we've been playing, primarily all the rock bands, were between about 4 and 6 years old when the Nazi bombs were dropping on England. And they grew up as little kids fearing those rockets coming out of there and growing up with that kind of trauma and everything, and they had nothing to lose, and rock and roll gave them everything, and they brought it with them. It wasn't like they had any, they never felt like they had anything to lose. I mean, they were alive, and they had this angst and energy, and they took our American rock and roll and fed it back to us when we'd forgotten what it was. So thank you guys for doing that. God bless you. Love you, baby. Or whatever entity that you would like to bless them. Okay, there you go. I was just using the generic term, as it were. All right. And we started that set with, it's a heavy thing, man, growing up like as a little kid with the Nazi bombs. Just, you know, don't try it at home. Keith Richards' bedroom was blown up when he went out with his mom to the grocery store. So he's lucky he went out with his mom. And now he just stayed bombed the rest of the time after the bombing. All right, there you go. Oh, all right. All right, we started that set with Happy Jack by The Who. Always liked that song. Because they couldn't prevent Jack from being happy. There you go. The Beatles' Young Blood, baby. Now, that's the Coasters song written by Lieber Stoller. And, man, those cats, you can just, they drip girl group. They are a girl group playing American rock and roll. So that's part of their charm, besides the fact that they're very intellectual lads, you know. But anyway, Beatles, baby. Wild Weekend, Dave Clark 5. Pretty cool, man. I'm All Right, a live cut by the Stones, and there you go, Rolling Stones, what can I say, you know, the Stones, and the irrepressible Herman of Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon, and Herman's Hermits, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat? It's still a mind blow for me that Jimmy Page plays on all the Herman's records, but, you know, that's how you learn how to make records, is by making records, and Jimmy certainly learned how to make records. I'll tell you what, just got a few more minutes, so let's play some more rock and roll, baby. All right.
Before we hear another song, fellas, there are a few things I'd like to ask you. First of all, do you ever get tired of being Beatles?
Sometimes I get a bit lonely now.
Rhythm and blues, that?
No.
I don't think so, really.
You don't ever think
that? Just occasionally you get cheesed off with people writing rubbish about you, which you get often.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I've had a divorce and half a dozen kids.
Now, what do you... well, I mean, isn't this a big sort of drag? I mean, don't you have to go around explaining to your wife that you're not divorced and all that?
No, well, she knows I'm not divorced because I keep seeing her every day, see?
Yeah, there's a point. But what about the simpler things of life, like...
Like riding on a bus.
Yeah, or going to just about any restaurant you can.
Well, yeah, you miss those sort of things.
We go to certain ones.
And we go to ones where the people there are so snobby, they're the type who pretend they don't know us, so we have a good time. Because they're
Joe's
pretending
calf.
They don't know us.
Yeah, that figures.
See,
Joe's calf. Yeah. Social comment, that, you know.
It is.
Okay, gang, that's it. The British Invasion Show. I'm Dave the K. This is the Rock and Surfer Show. 50 years ago today, the Beatles landed in the USA, so dig it, baby. All right, all right, all right. Go, British, go. All right, I'm going to have to plant you now and dig you later and make like a banana and split, baby. All right, dig it, rock and roll.
Sweet, since I found her,
what's her name?
I can't tell.